Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Now, we've all partied a little bit hard and, say, lost our wallet or our phone. Paul Davis knows what we're all talking about. Back in 1994, he was partying in Lennox Heads.
Rock on.
Lennox Head, rather, in northern New South Wales. For New Year's Eve, lost his wallet. Just lost his wallet. I feel like he's moved on, though, with his life over the last 26 years.
It would be hard back then to lose your wallet. It's not like you can lock your card or anything.
Oh, you mean like the things you... Yeah. Yeah, well, you'd have to get on the landline phone and you'd be ringing the bank and they wouldn't be open because they close at 2 p.m. So not much has changed, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's lost his wallet and he's gone on with his life until recently when it's washed up on the beach.
After that long?
Yeah, 26 years later, washed up on a beach completely worn after years out at sea. So... He must have been, it must have gotten washed into the water and it's just been floating around at the bottom of the ocean until the tides like brought it back up onto the beach.
Oh, man.
So determined to find its rightful owner, the person who found it, shared the post to local Facebook groups in hope of finding Mr. Davis. His wife saw it, got in touch, and now they're going to catch up. Now, Mr. Davis says that he plans to frame it and put it in his bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The wallet that's seen some stuff.
Yeah.
Let me tell you some stories, this wallet says. Mm.
It's got a TAFE card in there, his Medicare card, $5 note.
Wow.
That's still good.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend that.
And you know what? I would keep that because that's the only one that ATM machines, like the vending machines, will take.
Yeah, won't take one from my wallet today.
No.
We'll take one that's been in the bottom of the ocean for the last 26 years.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
With Tom and Lonnie.
So good.
K-Rock 955.
Fun fact.
Friday,
yeah, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, let's give it to Gary or Karen. They're very smart. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. You were waving your arms around. I almost got there. You're doing this like...
Don't blame the tools,
mate. Yeah, mate. Anyway... They'll give you the promotion or whatever because they think you're smart and good at your job. Okay, here we go. Fun facts for today. I've got a bunch of them because I didn't get to do it last week. So let's start with in 1977, a 17-year-old chess player named Joe Hayden challenged 180 people to a simultaneous game. Classic chess players, always so extra.
Oh, wow.
Of the 20 people who showed up, Joe lost to 18 of them.
Oh.
Including a 7-year-old boy. He won only 2 games. One of them was against his mum.
Oh, right.
So.
Okay. No, that's.
It was a complete waste of time.
Good try.
Mm. In the 1980s and 1990s, Nintendo had game counsellors who operated telephone hotlines and walked people through tricky parts of video games.
I called one of them.
Yeah, and so did I. And
yeah.
If you couldn't work it out with a magazine that told you, there was a phone number on the box of the game.
Yeah. And you'd be like, come on, how do I win this boss?
Yeah. Amazing. That was before the internet, obviously. How's this? Eyefluke parasites live in fish eyeballs, practicing mind control on their hosts and literally driving the fish safely until they're ready to kill them.
Pardon me?
Yeah, so fish get parasites in their eyeballs and then they operate their brains and steer the fish until they're ready to finish them off.
Supposed to be fun facts.
Yeah, well, that is fun and interesting.
Mm.
I do say fun and interesting facts.
Yeah.
The largest recorded octopus weighed 292 kilos. That's as heavy as 1.5 blue whale hearts.
Wow.
Godfrey the Hunchback, Duke of Lower Lorraine in 1076 was killed, unfortunately. Real shame for him. An assassin got him by stabbing him from below whilst he was hiding in his toilet. So it was a drop toilet. He's like, I'll just hop in here. He'll never suspect.
God, you know what I will say?
What?
That's commitment to your job.
That really is.
You know?
What a way to go, though. And finally, and this is my favourite for today. Female banded mongooses, so that's a kind of mongoose, they start fights with rival groups to find partners.
Yeah.
So essentially the girls from the group, they go find another group and then they start picking fights with everyone in the other group, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so the guys from their group are like, oh, God, we're in a fight now. And so they run off and fight the other mongooses. Whilst that's happening, the girls who pick the fight then go and get the guys from the other group and mate with them.
Well, I mean, once again, commitment to the cause, yeah, and a really good plan. I don't see the problem.
That's Fun Fact Friday. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact Friday.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Victoria, I mean, well done us. We've gone through the hard yards and now we look to our mates in South Australia and we feel for them, you know. But people on holidays, they might be going to South Australia. They might have left South Australia like your mum.
Yes.
In Queensland, now having to quarantine.
Yeah, stuck
She's
in
stuck there.
Caloundra, yeah.
Right, Zac Efron, stuck in South Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got stuck where?
Gerildery.
Gerildery, mm-hmm, on the map somewhere along the line in North Victoria.
Northern Victoria, yes, because I was moving house to my first radio job in Charleville in southwest Queensland.
Mm.
And my girlfriend at the time insisted on bringing absolutely every single thing that we've ever owned and probably some stuff we didn't own either.
Yeah.
So bring the fittings. Yeah, let's bring the doors from the apartment. Anyway, we burnt out the transmission in my fully sick, lowered VS Commodore.
Mm.
And we had to wait for like 4 days for them to get a new one. And I had to spend my inheritance from my grandparents to actually replace the transmission.
What a time. And you've totally gotten over it, which is nice to see.
Yeah, that was a fun story to tell.
Yeah. Millie in Ocean Grove, has this happened to you? Where did you get stuck?
Yeah, so I got stuck on the train, actually, from Melbourne to Geelong. Oh. I'd been out for my 16th birthday in Melbourne and had a bit of a party and caught the last train back from Melbourne to Geelong and fell asleep and woke up in Warrnambool.
Oh, my God!
Yes. I've heard about this happening.
Because there's not many places to get off on the way, is there?
No. Well, I actually woke up, the conductor woke me up in Warrnambool and the train was empty. So I was the last person on the train and it was Mother's Day and it was about 11 o'clock at night.
Mm.
So I had to call my mum to drive from Anglesey to pick me up in Warrnambool.
Amazing. Happy Mother's Day.
We got home at about 4 o'clock in the morning on Mother's Day.
Oh, my God.
What a story. That must happen. I've heard a story about someone I know doing that as well. So it must happen quite often.
Well, I fell asleep on a bus once and ended up in Hoppers Crossing. Not the same.
No, not the same at all. All right, thank you, Millie. That is amazing. I love that story.
Yeah.
Nicole, you're in Kerr Lewis. Where did you get stuck, mate?
Yeah, I actually was coming home from a holiday from Perth, and at the time, and I'd had a few drinks on the flight home.
Hey.
Got home, my husband and my brother were picking me up from the airport. And that's great. They didn't say anything. We got in the car and the car wouldn't start.
As a Tullamarine?
In Tullamarine, yep. And I was quite happy because I was a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
Coming home to Perth, as you do.
Yeah.
And the black box in the car had overheated and we couldn't leave the car. We were stuck in the Melbourne airport.
Oh,
and all I could do was laugh. I wasn't in the RACV. It was late at night. We stayed in Melbourne Airport in the car park.
The other thing is, my mum got her car stuck in a car park once, and tow trucks can't get in there sometimes. So
yeah,
you have to physically push it out. You didn't have to do that, did you?
No, well, we were really, really lucky. We ended up getting onto our mechanic, who was a good friend of ours. Sure after that he wasn't. And he came down, but then he couldn't fix it. So then he had to take us all back to Ballarat, where I lived at the time.
Oh, my God.
And then we had to go down later and try and get the car out, and it's an automatic. So we had to try and get it out of there, and then I had to explain that my car had actually broken down.
Yeah.
And so we didn't pay any extra fees or anything to try and get it out of there.
It cost a fortune, yeah. Do you know what I love? Her partner must have been loving life, picking her up from the plane. She's a bit pissy and... The car's not working.
Yeah, I know. But she was obviously in a good mood. Hadn't hit that point yet where it turns bad.
Emotional.
Marcus in Newcombe, when did this happen to you, mate? Where did you get stuck?
Last year, we were coming back down. We drove up to Brisbane to see our family. Mm. And on the way back down, one day in, we stopped at Dubbo. We got to Dubbo on the first day. Stopped there overnight. Woke up 4 o'clock in the morning with three kids, you know, a good start on the day. Walked out and our front windscreen had been smashed in. Oh, the passenger side window had been smashed in, broken into the car.
Oh,
luckily, nothing was stolen, but there's a laptop and everything in there. Didn't take that in the lockdown. What are we going to do? We'll go to the glass place. They had an O'Brien glass there. Yep. Oh, closest one I've got is in Wollongong. It'll take a day and a half to get here. Next one's in Ballarat. So we were like, oh, God, what are we going to do? Lisa, there's a Dubbo Zoo. We could go to the Dubbo Zoo.
Yeah.
Kids would be entertained. And we clicked. We can't even leave the car there because the window's open. Someone can steal all our stuff because we were road tripping back home.
Sure.
So we gave it, I think, about 4 hours. And we were like, stuff it. Let's just put this, the glass box, so we can put this sort of like glad wrap on.
Yeah.
And it lasted about 20 minutes. And then the whole way home, 100 k's an hour with the wind blowing in the door.
Oh!
Through the window.
Yeah.
We just stuck it up for a day and got home. So
yes.
Dubbo and lose all our stuff anyway. So
the
kids learned to go to sleep pretty quickly. So it worked out all right.
I love that you drove home with no window instead of staying in Dubbo because it was clearly the worst option.
Not great for tourism in Dubbo.
So good.
Wouldn't put that on the brochure.
So good. Brett in Geelong West, wrap this up for us, mate. Where did you get stuck?
Oh, guys, we were over in Indonesia when I was a kid and we flew over to Jakarta for my father to do some business. Mm-hmm. And this was during, Titanic was out at the movies. I rang up the other week about the plane and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it was during the Bali riots at this stage because there was a female trying to become prime minister or something.
Oh my gosh, anyway,
Bali riots, and we were in there and we were staying in a lovely five-star hotel. And Al Gore happened to be staying at the same hotel as us.
Yeah.
Okay. He was the deputy prime minister at the time.
Yeah.
Or the deputy US president or whatever.
Yeah.
So we had US Marines and everything. And while we were staying at the hotel, the front of the front entrance to the hotel got the Molotov cocktails thrown at it.
What?
Oh, my God.
And the cinemas that my brother and I were in to watch Titanic, one night, the next night, they were blown up.
What?
So we got locked down in the I shouldn't have said that, in the hotel with Al Gore and US Marines and all that kind of stuff for an extra couple of nights. And me and my brother were young and we thought it was awesome because they were in the elevators, they were in the front entrance, they were everywhere. There was lots of US Marines around and they were we never saw Al Gore. But
You just heard. Yeah, God. That's how
we got stuck in Jakarta with US Marines.
That is next level.
Now we've crossed all stories there and all. I mean, from Dubbo to Indonesia with Al Gore, you get everything on this show.
You do.
Love it.
I still win with Geraldry though.
Yeah, 100%.
Geraldry is the worst out of all of those.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.